Let me start by saying that I'm not crazy.
Oh, she's crazy.
Shut up. I am not.
Oh, she is. Don't let Crystal fool you. I should know.
You're just as crazy as I am.
No argument there.
Okay. As I was saying, I'm starting over.
Go ahead. I'll shut up.
So let me start by saying that I'm not crazy. Although the story I'm about to tell you might make you think otherwise. But I'm not. Not by a long shot. I'm just, well, I think about things a little differently than others. Not in a bad way, just different. Like when I see rainbows, I know they're beautiful and all and everybody loves them. But when I see them, I see more than beauty. I see something that's not really there. They're not, you know? It makes me wonder about all of the other things that are around us that we can't see, like ghosts or other dimensions, things like that. Like, when you see a rainbow, what you are really seeing is the light's reflection off of moisture. Moisture in the air. Or maybe it's the light's refraction.
It's refraction.
Hush! So what you're seeing is the refraction of light, from your perspective. That's the clincher. If you're not there to see it, if none of us are, it's not there. For a rainbow to exist, you need eyes. No eyes, no rainbow. That's what I mean when I say I look at things differently. Where you see a rainbow, I see something which is really just there to validate my existence. See? This leads me to my story, because it started with a rainbow. How do you do one of those transition things?
A what?
You know, like in audio dramas when they switch to the past or something? There's like transition music or something.
Like this?
How did you do that?
I didn't.
Oh, can we do that part over? Okay. Oh, got it. I had just gotten home from work. I work at the Quick Mart and my shift had ended. I had to walk home in the rain. It was about 2:30 at this point. When I got to my door, the sun had come out. My apartment building has one of those doors that you have to go through first to get inside. A security door. The kind you have to buzz people in on. I'm standing there, soaking wet, looking for my key, and this guy comes out. He looks right at me, and instead of holding the door open for me, he lets it swing shut. I know he knows I live there. He lives on the same floor as me. I had a feeling he didn't like me anyway. He never, ever says good morning anymore. Well, he did when I first moved in. He used to smile when he saw me. Not in a creepy way, but the way a guy does when he's trying to be charming or unthreatening or something like that. And then he saw me holding hands with Jillian, and the smiling stopped. Jillian was my girlfriend. I don't know. We haven't exactly broken up, but... Oh, anyway, that's not the point. The point is that the sun was coming out. I happened to glance back at the guy as he walked to his truck, and there it was. The rainbow. And not just a normal rainbow. This rainbow was huge. Like a giant had taken a ginormous paintbrush and swiped it across the sky in one masterful arc. It was so perfect, so bright, that you would almost expect it to drip. In that moment... I didn't care about the rude guy or if Jillian was ever going to come back or anything else. I just cared that, at that moment, I was seeing something that someone from some other angle might not see. How many people at that moment were going about their lives and not glancing up? How many were missing this? Say you were about to commit a crime and you were to look up and see this. Would you still do it? Or would you stop and think twice? Maybe you would hold the door open for the poor wet girl who can't find her keys. Something else occurred to me. A rainbow that bright, that solid, had to have an end. I know that's a silly thought because you can't really get to its end because it moves with you. Remember that refraction stuff? It's all relative. It's not really there. It's an illusion. Instead of smoke and mirrors, it's light and prisms. I get why they're saying there's gold at the end of the rainbow. You'll never get there. It's always out of reach. Everyone hopes for gold or to win the lottery, and that's all there is. Hope. until the rainbow goes away and it's night again, where nobody holds the door open for you and girlfriends don't call. So, I tried to call Jordan.
That's me.
Not now, Jordan. It's too soon.
How am I supposed to know? We didn't rehearse this.
There's nothing to rehearse. It's stream of consciousness. I'm just talking.
Nobody likes that. People listen to be entertained, to hear a story.
I'm trying to tell a story.
It's starting to drag.
No, I was just getting to the beginning when I called you.
It's been like, what, 5 minutes and you're just now getting to the beginning? I can't imagine how many people have already tuned us out or shut us off. It's boring.
You're boring.
Isn't that mature?
Jordan?
I'm just saying that if you're trying to keep a listener's attention, you have to do more than just tell them the blow by blow. Like, I couldn't find my keys and...
Hi, this is Rick. I'm the writer and producer of the show. It wasn't supposed to start like this, so I apologize. Sometimes characters just refuse to follow the script and, well, then this happens. I probably should have edited all of that out before releasing it, so I'll just fast forward a bit.
And, sorry, that's your line.
Sorry, my stomach growled.
That's my line.
Oh, sorry. Just let me do it my way. You'll get your chance.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. I don't even remember where I was.
You were saying that you called me?
Oh.
Don't worry, he'll edit all of that out.
Okay. So, I tried to call Jordan. He didn't answer. He never does, actually. So I texted him. I said, look up. Which wouldn't make any sense if he were in a bar or something. But he did. He looked up. Because 10 seconds later, he did. He texted back. He said, oh my God. So there. If nobody else in the world saw it, at least Jordan did. Both of us. We were validated. We existed. The rainbow reflected our beauty back to us. Separate, but together. Like the colors. Separate, but together. And I wanted it to last. Forever. And that's when I had my idea. Get over here, I texted. But he was already there. The door behind me opened, and he'd been at my apartment waiting for me. Separate, but together.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Water Guns and Rainbows is a Rick Coast production. Learn more at modernaudiodrama.com.